Justin Fluke with you now, joined by Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. We're talking Valley Falls boys basketball. The Dragons, a couple games since last time we've spoke, so a couple victories to talk about with Coach Gatzmeyer. Now 14-4 on the season, 11-2 in the Northeast Kansas League, and he played back-to-back nights last Thursday and Friday in league with three matches, beating McClouth 66-51, and then topping Oskaloosa 53-44. Didn't maybe completely pull away, you know, and dominate the game, but I think comfortable in both games, Coach. How would you kind of summarize the outings and the effort last week and being able to find ways to keep winning and keep it comfortable enough?
Well, you look at the McClouth game, you know, I think that was a game that we were comfortable. We kept them at arm's length throughout the game. You got to give them credit. They had a kid, the Jarrett Chanel kid, kind of went off. He had 32 points, kind of had a career night, but they didn't have a lot going outside of that. Judd Hallwick had a big half in the first half, but didn't do much in the second half. So, you know, we could kind of keep him at arm's length, and we were able to do some things, play a lot of guys. Damian missed because he was sick, so we had a Grayson Coleman stepped up for us, got his first game of the year in double figures. He finished with 10, and Hayden and Trenton both had 16 apiece, and then Colin led the way with 19. And you know, Colin, you know, pretty much every time as of late that we step out on the floor, he's getting a double-double, and that's been huge for us on both ends of the floor. But, you know, overall, it was a comfortable win. Turn around, play the next night, kind of like an NBA schedule, going over to Oski. And, you know, that game was kind of, you know, it had some, you know, some factors that roll into it. That was the third time we've played Oski this year. It was kind of Trenton going back home to play in his old stomping grounds for the first time, and I think those factors kind of led into it being such a close game. You know, I kind of told our guys after the game that I felt like it was a game that we needed, because either, you know, we've kind of blown teams out this year or we've lost. We really hadn't had a close win that we've had to execute down the stretch, and that's exactly what we did. Late in the fourth quarter, it was a two-point game, and call a timeout, draw something up, and Damian hits a big shot, and then we kind of mix it up on defense and get a couple steals back-to-back, and we put the game away at the free throw line. So, again, we had four guys in double figures. Colin led the way with 13, and then both Hayden and Trenton had 11, and then Damian had 10. So it was big for us to execute down the stretch and get another win.
Yeah, no doubt. I haven't had, like you mentioned, a ton of opportunities for some of those closer type of game scenarios. And now just two games left here in the regular season. You'll play back-to-back again. Monday, the makeup against Perry LeCompton, and then Jacksonites Tuesday. At least both of them are home games. But I would imagine you're pretty excited for this Perry game, and we kind of talked about it last week. But it was a loss that kind of started your midseason tournament. Perry, a very good team. But, man, right now you're probably looking forward to facing a good team and good competition as you prepare these final couple games here before Substate.
Yeah, we have the Jackson Heights game tomorrow, and then turn around.
That's
and play.
Right, Friday.
But we're still back-to-back. But, you know, yeah, looking ahead, definitely to rematch with Perry. They're a solid team who are battle-tested in a tough league. And, you know, I really like what Coach Simmons does over there. You know, they haven't played great all year at times, but, you know, they've had some big dubs. But looking at tomorrow's matchup with Jackson Heights, it's a game we really can't overlook. They're a team that, you know, their record's not great, but they do have some pretty nice wins on their schedule. You know, they were one of few teams in the league to beat Horton this year, and that is big. So they're young, they're quick. Drake Melees is a heck of a player, so we're going to have to be on our A game to shut them down.
Are you happy with where your team's at? You know, it's hard to believe, but Substate brackets will come out Saturday, and then, you know, you're going to be playing Substate games next week. Just as far as the growth of this team and kind of some of the ups and downs, do you like where this team kind of sits right now here with Substate now around the corner?
I do. We're a group that, you know, there was, you know, people didn't really know what to expect of us coming into this year, losing an All-State player like Zach and then adding Trenton into our mix. But, you know, the chemistry's great. Our kids, you know, really enjoy being around each other, and you know, it's not just the 1 through 5, it's the guys throughout the bench that everybody's an energy guy, and they're doing really good things all the way through. So I continue to have this mantra where I tell the guys that just be us, and you know, we can compete with anybody, we can beat anybody, and that's kind of the mindset you got to have at this time of the year. I'm excited to see what we can do.
You bet. Well, we look forward to talking a little bit more about Substate next week. Coach, best of luck in these final two to finish up the regular season. Thanks for your time.
All right, Justin. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you.
Coach Caleb Gatzmeier of the Dragons, the Valley Falls Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Heinen Repair and by The Elevator in Valley Falls.